The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for June 19th of 2026. This week, I had the pleasure to speak with Kelly Van Genhoven, or KVG as she's known in the Upper Peninsula, and who's also the Democratic nominee for Michigan's 38th state Senate seat in the Western and Central UP. Now, KVG is running to flip that seat from red to blue, and she's got a great track record of defeating MAGA Republicans, such as she did on the Delta County Board of Commissioners a few years ago. Now, during our talk, which you can hear on this week's edition of Michigan's premier progressive podcast, I asked Ms. Genhoven if she thought of herself as a progressive.
Well, when it comes to social justice issues and, you know, the people, I'm very progressive. And the reason why I say I'm progressive, it's not a radical label, it's an essential label.
You know, that line stuck out to me because I don't think I ever heard progressivism stated in such plain and moral terms such as that. Progressivism isn't extreme by any sense of the imagination. Social Security isn't extreme. Medicare isn't extreme. A five-day work week with some holidays off isn't extreme. Civil rights isn't extreme. LGBTQ plus rights isn't extreme. However, I'd say promising to cut Social Security and Medicare is extreme. Passing massive tax cuts for corporations and for a trillionaire like Elon Musk or a billionaire like OpenAI's Sam Altman and the DeVos family in Michigan and the entire untouchable Epstein class, while at the same time gutting Medicaid, food stamps, foreign aid programs that Michigan farmers benefited from, and kidnapping and disappearing hardworking undocumented citizens, I'd say that's the extreme position. Also, forcing ICE concentration camps in communities throughout the state is extreme. And by the way, good on the working class, patriots, and Romulus who successfully fought against and stopped an ICE concentration camp from being built there in Romulus. Forcing Americans to remain stuck in a for-profit healthcare system that's forcing workers to choose between caring for families or for themselves, or getting expensive and essential groceries. Yes, you see, that is the extreme position. Forcing Americans to work in jobs they can't stand but have to stay in because they get some kind of crappy health insurance. Yes, you see, that is the extreme stance. Protecting and working to hide the crimes and corruption of the untouchable Epstein class while promising to cut working class programs that help families survive in this Trump economy. Yes, that is the extreme position. Or MAGA Michigan Republicans who are trying to gut the RX Kids program, a no-strings-attached direct cash payments to new parents throughout the state, which is even supported by the right-wing Mackinac Center. Yes, you see, that is the extreme position. Providing tax breaks to billionaire tech bros like OpenAI's Sam Altman to build their hyperscale AI data centers in towns where the citizens have little input or say on those data centers. Yes, you see, that is the extreme position. And it's a position that is supported by both Democratic and MAGA Republican leaders in this state. Looking at you, Big Gretch, and House Speaker Matt Hall. And, of course, agreeing to send billions of dollars to Israel, whose leaders are wanted for war crimes? Yes, that is also extreme. A recent NBC poll shows that 78% of Americans believe the American dream is just that, a dream. But this week, Dear Leader Trump declared that affordability is just a made-up word. No, it's a real word, of course, and it's a real problem, but unfortunately, it's a problem that many establishment Democrats also fail to realize as they fight to keep the status quo of doing things, you know, around the edges. They don't want to do big things that will actually help the working class. They are working on behalf of corporations, you see. But as we know, and as we're seeing, working class Michiganders and Americans throughout the country are done with the status quo. They want working class fighters, someone like KVG in the Upper Peninsula, to shake up the status quo and to enact some meaningful change that will actually help the people. Progressivism isn't just a label. Like Kelly said, it's essential. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow Left of Lansing on the socials. Subscribe to the show on YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. And subscribe to the show on Patreon. Go Tigers and take the battle to them.